Months after the state of New York began responding to high levels of a toxic chemical in water supplies in Hoosic Falls, several steps have been taken, including the installation of filtration systems on the village water supply and private wells. But the people of Hoosic Falls are still worried. Inside the North Hoosic Firehouse is another meeting where local residents are looking for answers.
How many people here had their blood tested?
Recently, the New York State Department of Health began returning blood testing results for local residents affected by the PFOA contamination in the drinking water. The meeting, June 10th, was organized by Weitz & Luxembourg, the firm that is building a class action suit against companies Honeywell and Saint-Gobain, which operated in Hoosic Falls at the buildings that have been declared a state Superfund site. Though Saint-Gobain stopped manufacturing with PFOA in 2003, the source and length of time the chemical has been in the groundwater are unknown. Lynn Anson and her 10-year-old son Tyler recently received their PFOA blood tests from the state health department.
Mine was pretty high, 124. Not as high as some, but higher than others. My son's was 44. He's only 10 years old, so that's a really scary thing.
Anson's levels are 10 times higher than the national average. Although much about PFOA and its sister chemical, PFOS, remains unknown, the perfluorinated chemicals have been linked to several health effects, including various forms of cancer. Anson, like many in town, believes more screening should be done.
Something needs to be done now, I think, and the government should be paying for it. For all the testing, not just blood tests, for the screenings that they have to do, for liver screenings, kidney screenings, whatever, they should be taken care of by the government.
Weitz & Luxembourg attorney Robin Greenwald was providing tissues to several people sharing their stories. She said the days affect her as well.
These days are super emotional for me, but they're great because, you know, it's the only way you can really learn is I learned so much from the community. And so it's important. It's important, but it's hard. I mean, people really rightly are super concerned and understand it. And, you know, we don't have all the answers for them, which is really hard. Hope Department of Health steps up and gives some more answers for people.
Immediately following the sessions with the law firm, the same firehouse hosted a meeting of concerned citizens seeking more answers. One of the organizers of that meeting is Michelle O'Leary, who moved to Hoosic Falls in September and began delivering bottled water to homebound residents after news broke of the contamination in November. She says the chemical contaminant has, in a way, brought her closer to her community.
It's more personal now that I'm seeing people's results coming in because I've kind of built up, you know, a communication amongst numerous people.
O'Leary, along with friend Lorene Hackett, took to social media to bring more attention to the people behind the Hoosic Falls headlines. The PFOA Project NY Facebook and Twitter pages feature photos of people holding their blood test results. In the few days since the launch of the pages, the groups have been featured in local and national news outlets.
All of a sudden now, it's like everybody packed up and is gone. So we feel almost like we're kind of being put on a back burner, swept aside, kind of like out of sight, out of mind, maybe we'll forget about it. And that's not going to happen. So that's why we figure we need to start taking a proactive approach and start doing something and making an effort because we just feel forgotten.
Meanwhile, in nearby Petersburg, which is also dealing with PFOA contamination, a new town supervisor was appointed. Town Councilman Alan Webster was named interim town supervisor after former supervisor Peter Schaphawk stepped down due to health reasons. Webster says the decision to step into the new role was easy for him.
I mean, this is not just about water. This is about the town operating smoothly in all facets, and we have good people in place. And so in that sense, it was very easy to step up and do that, yes.
Investigations into the chemical in Vermont are also moving forward. Recently, high levels of PFOA were detected in North Pownal. The chemical has also been found in Pownal, Bennington, and North Bennington, Pittsford, and the Vermont Air National Guard Base in South Burlington. PFOA and PFOS were also detected in Newburgh, New York. The State Health Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.